This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Wednesday, October 15th. First one in-house note, we have put on sale, finally, PW Torch newsletter back issues. We've got some complete sets, some near complete sets, all for sale now from 1998 through 2007. We have a link on the main listing at the top of PWTorch.com that'll take you to a page that has full details and all the ordering information. We've really slashed the prices here to clear what's remaining of our stock and just pass along a good deal for you. They're $22 per set. We used to sell these for $50 to $65 for complete sets and $40, $45 for partial sets. We're at half price for that, or a third of the price in some cases, at $22 per set. That includes postage and handling. That's built into the price. And we're sending these priority mail, so you won't have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks for some book rate, third class type situation. Also, in October, we're offering a special. We're going to leave these on sale. But in October, first come, first serve, in October, we're offering buy two, get one free. So if you buy two back issue sets, say the 98 and the 99 set, you can also request getting the 2004 set for free, whatever combination you want. So you can end up getting about 140, 150 issues for around 30 cents each. And these are in mint or near mint condition, no tabs, no address labels, no postage, no postmarks. There's very few of these out there because most everybody gets their issues with a fold and a tab and a postmark. So, these are, collector's set, deservedly labeled as such. Also, we have put the Ultimate Insiders DVD volumes 1, 2, and 3 on sale. It's a 3-disc set featuring my interview with Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara. This is hours of interviews with the two together. I think it's the only time they've done an interview together. It certainly was the first time when we did it, and I think it's still the only time. The longest form interviews these two have done, period, about being behind the scenes during the Monday Night War boom period and their jump to WCW. Some fascinating conversation about a wide variety of subjects, ranging from what it was like to work with Undertaker, The Rock, Triple H, Steve Austin, also being there the night Owen Hart died, with some pretty hard-hitting questions about what went on that night, and a lot of details talked about that have not been talked about before, and much, much more. I mean, it's a real newsworthy, must-see DVD in everybody's collection. I say that having been a part of it. I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. I really believe that, and I'm proud of the interview. That's also available now for $22, including postage and handling. That can be one of the free items also. We have it all listed on the same page. So if you order two back issue sets, you can get that DVD for free instead of another back issue set. So we think we got some pretty good deals up here. We've been talking about putting these for sale for a long time. So I'm excited that we finally got everything together, all the back issues organized and ready to put in your hands. So go ahead and check out that page, and we look forward to getting your reaction to some of those items that you receive. Let's now move to Audio Ask the Torch. Remember, please send in your questions to pwtorch@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, ask the editor, and then a few words after that kind of describing what the subject matter is that you're talking about. Let's begin with a question from Terry Schoonover. Schoonover. He says, I'm a long-time subscriber to the Online Torch and enjoy your audio updates. I was wanting to get your opinion on a list WWE is touting on its website. AskMen.com recently posted a list of the top 10 WWE matches of all time. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the list itself and if we can read anything about how the public sees current WWE product. I noticed that none of the matches occurred after 2001, leaving me the impression the mainstream public doesn't hold the current product in high regard. What do you think? The matches are listed below. Keep up the good work. And Terry is from Jefferson City, Missouri. First, as far as no matches being included in 2001, I don't know what the criteria was for the voting, so it's possible they limited voting to at least 5 years ago or something like that. I do think it takes some time for a match to be considered an all-time great in kind of a retrospective fashion. Also, just by definition, more people saw wrestling matches in the late 90s and 2000, 2001, than are seeing them now in a lot of ways. I mean, I think you have a better chance to be voted in as a all-time great classic match when some people are voting on it who haven't watched the last few years. So you have that working to your advantage, although obviously you have, to a certain advantage, the freshness of memory of some of the more recent matches. But the list is Randy Savage versus Rick Steamboat, WrestleMania 3, as the greatest ever. or top 10 of all time, however you want to do it. And the criteria is tough. I mean, I've seen way better matches than Randy Savage and Rick Steamboat over the years. There were better matches that year in WCW or the NWA or other promotions, probably. But it was right up there. And what it was is it was a standout match for an era when WWE threw a lot of talented wrestlers out there who just went through the motions, played cartoonish. Signing off. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.